It's hard to pinpoint just how many people attend South by Southwest each year, but as any Austinite can tell you, it's a lot.
The official numbers are something like 370,000 people coming in, our official attendees for South by, but I think we all know that there's a ton of people outside of that that come.
That's Shion Desharkar, founder and CEO of Datafinity. The company recently published a report examining whether Austin has enough rooms to house all those visitors. South by Southwest organizers report that more than 12,000 hotel reservations were made last year. But that figure counts 69 official South by hotels and doesn't consider how many people stayed in each room.
So it was very difficult to peg down the exact number, which is why we eventually ended up with the statistics from the airport and used that as the best proxy we could find.
Desharkar looked at how many people deplaned at the Austin Bergstrom International Airport last March. He estimated about half of that to be South by traffic. That's about 250,000 people. Next, he considered the average length of each visitor's stay and capacity at hotels and short-term rentals, or STRs. Desharkar found that both are essential to housing all those visitors.
There's about 34,000 people that can be housed in STRs, and you compare that to about 39,000 that can be housed in hotels.
STRs have become a major point of contention in Austin. While some hail the system as a way for residents to earn more money, critics say they essentially serve as hotels in residential areas. Last month, the Austin City Council approved new regulations for Type 2 STRs, short-term rentals that aren't owner-occupied. The city has temporarily stopped issuing new permits for Type 2 STRs, and it plans to phase them out of residential areas completely by 2020. That's a move Desharkar says could hurt the event-driven economy.
Just based on what the data shows, it definitely would have an impact on how many visitors large events like South By or maybe ACL could support. And it's unclear how many of those could realistically be in Austin without the current STR capacity we have.
He says including STRs, the city has more than enough places for people to stay. But reduce that capacity, and visitors could end up looking miles away to find a bed. Saida Hassan, KUT News.